For all of this, I express more sorrow, regret, and apology than you may ever know or can believe. As the report makes clear, there were no lies. Parliament and Cabinet were not misled. There was no secret commitment to war. Intelligence was not falsified, and the decision was made in good faith. Now, the inquiry claims that military action was not a last resort, though it also says it might have been necessary later. With respect, I didn't have the option of that delay. I had to decide. I thought of Saddam, his record, the character of his regime. I thought of our alliance with America and its importance to us in the post-9/11 world, and I weighed it carefully. I took this decision with the heaviest of hearts. But as of the 17th of March 2003, there was no middle way, no further time for deliberation, no room for more negotiation. A decision had to be taken, and it was mine to take as Prime Minister. We can't make decisions with the benefit of hindsight, but we can and we should learn from our experience and from the mistakes that were made. I hope future leaders can learn from those that I made, so that our determination in confronting terrorism and violence is not less, but our ability to do so effectively is much greater. It's my belief that if we learn the right lessons today, if we do, the next generation will see the dawn of a lasting peace in the place where all this began and where it must finally end, which is the Middle East. The decisions I made, I have carried with me for 13 years and will do so for the rest of my days. There will not be a day of my life where I do not relive and rethink what happened. People sometimes ask me why I spend so much time in the Middle East today. This is why. It's why I work on Middle East peace, on the dialogue between faiths, on how we can prevent young people growing up with hatred in their hearts towards those who look, think, or believe differently from them.